Hi, joining us on KNBR 680, he is the old knuckleballer himself. Always a pleasure to have him on the show, Tom Candiotti. And this may be the year of the knuckleballer winning a Cy Young.
Well, you know, I think you may be right. And, you know, and I think this is great for all the knuckleballers and all the prospective knuckleballers coming up because, you know, it's that dying breed. And it seems like right when you get to one knuckleballer's career being done, like in this case, Wakefield, R.A. Dickey comes up. Right when Nick Rose was about to be done, Tom Candiotti came up. You know, when I was almost getting done, Tim Wakefield was coming up. So there's always seems like a little passing of the torch right there that carries on the knuckleball tradition.
Well, R.A. Dickey has pitched great all season, and I keep these records, you know, of pitching, and, you know, I circle it if it's zero walks and more than 10 or more strikeouts. He's got a few of those this year. You've seen R.A. Dickey, Tom Candiotti, one of the great knuckleballers of all time, but what do you think of his knuckleball? Why is it so effective?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story with it. First of all, it's effective because no one else really sees it right now, and for more than anything, he is throwing it for strikes, a high majority of strikes. In fact, at one point during the season, his strike rate was higher than any other pitcher's in all of baseball. And that's pretty incredible. So no matter what kind of pitcher you are, you have to throw, you know, you have to throw 67% strikes. And he was up over about 70% strikes, which is just incredible. And he throws a hard one. And it's easier to control. It has less break to it. It's a little easier for the catcher to catch. And he's getting, you know, swings and misses because it almost looks like a fastball to a lot of the guys. And there's one little quick break, and it's still in the strike zone. And so a lot different than how I learned, how Phil Niekro had told me when I would play catch with Phil, you know, he said, you're throwing it too hard. You know, that's not good. You need to throw it easier so guys can swing at it. The umpire can call it. You want to get pop-ups and ground balls. And it's everything the R.A. Dickey does is just the opposite of Phil Niekro taught me. But it works. And so that just tells me that as long as you take the spin off the ball, hit the catcher, you're in there.
Wow. Candy, what do you think about the argument? They don't want to acknowledge his greatness, so to speak, even the All-Star game. Well, should a knuckleballer start the All-Star game as opposed to Matt Cain? Should a knuckleballer get the Cy Young? Great numbers, and honestly, the best numbers of anybody in baseball. But look at Kershaw. They're starting to talk about relief pitchers instead. Cueto, people like that. Why doesn't the knuckleballer get the respect? It's pitching. It's the same idea. You got to get people out, keep the runs down, and things like that.
Well, I think most people view the knuckleball as someone who can't be a regular pitcher, so they got to resort to the knuckleball. And that's not always the case. You know, usually I always looked at it, at least early in my career, as a pitcher that threw a knuckleball. And then as my career expanded, I became more of a knuckleball pitcher. So, and Charlie Huff had told me this before, too, that you already have a strike against you because you throw that pitch. And, you know, if you didn't know that R.A. Dickey was a knuckleballer, if you didn't know Phil Niekro was a knuckleballer, you look at his stats and you go, wow, you know, this guy's in double figures every year. He's striking out, you know, 150 to 200 guys. He's, you know, his ERA is down there in the low, you know, in the twos. And, you know, and then you say he's a knuckleballer. So you go, oh, he's a knuckleballer.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I hadn't really thought about it until we started talking and thinking of the knuckleball and the knuckleball pitcher. They do not get that kind of respect. I mean, Hoy Wilhelm is in the Hall of Fame, and I think back to, you know, growing up, Dutch Leonard was one for me. I remember in the early 50s who threw the knuckleball, and, of course, Wilhelm had a great career and did end up in the Hall of Fame. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. September baseball, and I tell this to the fans, and, you know, you end spring training, you start the season, it's like a light switch for the players. August ends, September baseball, it's a different type of baseball.
It's really fun when you get yourself into a pennant race and you know you got about 30 games or so to get to the finish line. You know, everything elevates. You know, the concentration level rises. There's scoreboard watching going on. There's at-bats aren't given away. You know, every inning that you pitch becomes critical. It is really fun because it's a different caliber. You know, it's like a marathon all year long, and from spring training all the way to, like you said, September. Then all of a sudden, now it's for real. So this is it.
Well, the Giants, give me your take on the Giants. And, you know, of course, Tom Candiotti with us. He's a broadcaster. for the Diamondbacks, St. Mary's University here. You call it a university or college? St. Mary's College here in Moraga. And I grew up in Concord, but you got a good look at the Giants over your career and throughout your lifetime. And now you see this ball club, 2012. What do you think of the Giants?
Well, I think the first thing you think of all the time is the way they pitch. You know, not only the starting staff, but the bullpen. They've always been tough. And, you know, you got a guy that you send out to the mound every day that's got a chance to go out there and you know, take it deep into the game. You got guys coming out of the bullpen that can slam the door. And anytime you have that and you can shorten the game, you know, with that pen, you know, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. And then on top of that, you look at this team and they're hitting this year. You know, at least against the Diamondbacks, they're hitting. And, you know, this is one team that over the last few years or so, you know, their offense didn't scare anybody. But now you're getting some contributions from the top two guys in the lineup, Pagan and Scudero. You know, the middle of the order is you know, you make a mistake, they're going to hurt you. And, you know, and when you got guys out there only giving up one run or two runs, pretty easy wins.
Well, they have 21 home runs at home. 21 home runs at home. Come on, you've pitched in games where, you know, against teams that have 21 in a week.
I know. We had that statistic last night. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, but they do hit the gap. You know, this is a big triples and doubles ballpark. And they execute. You know, they'll run, they'll hit and run. You know, you got a really good manager over there in Bochy, and you got a great pitching coach in Rigetti. And it's, you know, they know how to manage a game, and they know how to win. They've been there, they've done that, and, you know, Bochy can use a bullpen probably as well as anybody in all of baseball, and he's not afraid to get down to those guys.
No, and this year it's bullpen by committee, and he's actually getting away with it. And I say that with all due respect to him. They're good, and they've got as many saves as anybody in the league.
You know, and on top of that, you know, they execute. You know, you get called for a sacrifice bunt, and they're getting it down. You know, they're moving guys over. They're doing the little things to win games. And like you said, they're not trying to play for a big inning because the pitching staff's given up, you know, three or four or five runs. They know these guys are holding the opponent down to one or two runs or so. And they know they just have to score three runs or four runs, and, hey, it's game over.
Yeah. Boy, good point. Tom Candiotti, always a pleasure to talk ball with him. The dog days are over. We're into September. Starting pitching gets tired, but then we see them get rejuvenated in the month of September. But pitchers do get tired, and sometimes you can't rely on just the cool breezes of September in the pennant race to rejuvenate. Pitchers do get tired.
You get tired, and I'll reflect back to my days. It seemed like there was always a hump right around 100 pitches or 100 innings.
Sure.
And you got a little fatigue, and sometimes you go out there, you get racked, and you only go two or three innings. And you seem like you got rejuvenated after that. And yeah. It just having a nice, you know, almost like skipping a start. Yeah. But I will tell you, you know, the adrenaline gets going in September, and you can have that fatigued arm and a tired arm, but you know when you got a city depending on you, you got a team depending on you, it's a little different. You rise to the occasion.
All right. Now, you see a lot of pitching today. 200 innings is sort of a nice benchmark for people to get to today. You know, when you played maybe 300, they would get to a 280. It wasn't out of the question. But 200 today, you got a staff that can give you 1,000 innings out of the starting pitching. You got something special.
Well, you really do. If you can get, you know, three or four guys in your rotation going 200 innings, you know, you're taking a lot of pressure off that bullpen down there. You know, those become very important innings as you get late in the season, and particularly in the postseason. So, you know, it's and you got the horses over here with Matt Cain and Bumgardner, and just think if Lincecum was having a Tim Lincecum type of year, and he still has a little time here to turn it around and get hot here at the end of the year for him and into the playoffs. So, you know, it could be a very, very dangerous team again.
Well, Candy, nice to see you as always. A pleasure to see you back here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
All right, that's Tom Candiotti right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.